Let's stroll down memory lane, shall we? Do you remember this song? Don't Worry, Be Happy. The song suggested that life is too complicated and that things will be much better if we slow down and enjoy things more, preferably on vacation in the Caribbean. Hey, man, take it easy. Be happy. Don't worry. But it's interesting to note, writes Tyler Strand, that most people have a very poor idea of what it means to be happy. If you ask a person the question, what does it take to make you happy? The answer you will probably will get will have a lot to do with things that bring security. Enough money, a roof over your head, bills paid, a job, perhaps insurance. Some might even add a few less tangible things like fulfillment or accomplishment, or I have achieved my divine purpose. But in general, our ideas of happiness are just about as vague as the song. We're happy when we don't have to worry. But is there anything else? Is there anything more to life? In the Gospel of Luke, the 6th chapter, verses 17 through 26, Jesus addresses the crowd. He gives them a series of propositions, each of them beginning with, "Blessed are you who," and then adds a description, "You who are poor, you who are hungry, you who weep now." These sayings are called the Beatitudes, from the Latin word that begins each of the things Jesus talks about. And we seldom tell someone they're blessed, unless we're saying that God has done something very special for you. You were blessed with that job. You are blessed with that baby. You are blessed with that promotion. You were blessed with this or that. The Greek word that is used to translate what Jesus said about all these things of blessed people is makarios, which means happy. But the things that Jesus is talking about are not the kind of things we usually think about when we use the word happy. The poor, the hungry, those who weep, people who are hated and excluded. These things are pretty guaranteed to make people unhappy. Yet Jesus calls these people happy. In fact, what is he talking about? And what does happy mean? When Jesus tells us to be happy under these circumstances, according to Strand, he is not telling us that we have nothing to worry about in this life. God knows very well that life can be hard and dangerous and painful and short. Life can be unhappy. But if we simply live our lives to emphasize what is important, Jesus is saying we have a greater likelihood of getting things straight, of finding our priorities, setting our goals of quality, not just quantity. The happiness that Jesus promises is not the passive kind that sees fulfillment as a lazy life under a palm tree. It is instead a life that has purpose, and that is important. Happiness, makarios, blessedness, is therefore more than a lack of care. It is the overcoming of care by trust and resolve. Are you truly happy? And if not, why not? Is it perhaps because you haven't gotten your priorities quite right? What do you think God wants you to do about it? Is it all right to worry a little bit about that? Because it just might lead to decisions that will make you happier than you've ever been before. So, beloved, as you go through the day, the rest of the week, the weekend, keep a happy list. That's right, keep a happy list. When you find yourself in a place where you are just truly happy, write down what you were doing, what was going on. You just may find out that you're more makarios, happier than you realized. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call.